We're going to call this sermon maybe the day of faith. We live in the very last moments before Christ comes back. Amen? You believe that? It's not hard to see. You just got to look outside. Open your eyes. Oh, it's here. It's here. It's here. This gospel will be preached in all, every nation, all the world. This gospel will be published in all the world. Those two things are pretty much done. Before I come back, Jesus said. We've entered the times of the tears that are coming. We're right there. He didn't say we wouldn't go through some tribulations. Paul said that I've come to appreciate all my tribulations and hard times. For without those, how can I grow? How can we grow? How can we have a testimony? Jesus said, will I, in Luke, by the way, Luke 18:8, will I find faith when I come back? Will there be faith when I come back? Will there be faith? Yes, there will be. Of course there will be. But the great thing about that statement is he made another one. He says, and if your faith fails, mine won't. Mine won't. He says, when I'm in there to stay. I'm not going nowhere. You can't kick me out. I'm not going to neglect you. I'm not going to say goodbye to you. I'm not going to put you on the shelf and leave you for a while. He says, if I was with you, I will always be with you. And Jesus says, if your faith fails, mine won't. And when I come back, I cannot deny myself, for you'll look up and see yourself as you really are, for you shall be like me. We can't even see ourselves right now. Our life has already been translated to Christ and God in heaven, sitting there right now. Faith. He says, faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. We know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. We know that without faith, the Holy Spirit tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if we had a faith of a mustard seed, we could move mountains. Disciple said to Jesus, he says, man, we were down there trying to kick that spirit out of that guy, and we couldn't get it out of there. He says, increase our faith. The disciple says, increase our faith. Make it stronger. He said, this faith cometh by what? Prayer and fasting. Sometimes they would ask the disciples to come and make a decision on something. And as soon as they didn't really want to get into this politicking thing. And as soon as they did, they'd run right back to the tabernacle so where they could continue praying and fasting. This kind only comes by prayer and fasting. Our faith in what he did, gives us the power to become the sons and daughters of God Almighty through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because of what he did. Our faith. Jesus said, or God said, that my spirit will not always strive with man. will not always strive with man. There'll be a day, he says, coming where my spirit will be lifted from the earth. We're in that position right now. That does not affect a Christian, because he is in us. He is in us. How many of you know he lives in you? You know that. He's inside. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. He's my Savior. Because of him, I have eternal life, which I've already begun down the road of eternity. And that eternal life doesn't come when we're changed. We've already been translated. We've already been what? Born again. Born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. Because of our faith, we have been born again. Born again. Given a gift. Given a, oh, what was that? Free gift. Oh, free gift. Let's use that word free here. Free gift. For it's nothing of ourselves, right? So therefore, it has to be a free gift. And when the Son sets you free, what? You're free indeed. Amen? Amen. Free indeed. You know, in the Conference of Jamaica, they took out many books of the Bible. In fact, they took out a lot of books over the years. And even though the Conference of Jamaica took out 14 more, I think that's what it was. It doesn't really matter to me, other than I have to go find those books, because they're part of the Bible. God says, what do you say in Revelations 22? What do you say? Woe unto the man that subtracts from this book or adds to this book. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
You're in trouble, boy. Would have been better if that man had never been born, I'll tell you that. Didn't quite say it like that, but. So all these books they took out, and you know why they took them out? Oh, that don't sound right. Oh, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right. The only thing they couldn't do was destroy the gospel in that book. They couldn't destroy that boss. They might have turned things around here and there. God will get us through it anyway. But when the Gideons go out there and they're passing out all these Bibles all over the world, all they're doing is completing prophecy, completing prophecy, completing prophecy. Somebody walks up and says, what are you reading in there? I don't know. It's kind of strange stuff to me. You know anything about this? Oh, yeah, let me tell you about what this means. About the way this book was written. It was written for us. That we may gain strength through God's word. Every word is God-breathed. Every word is God-breathed. That we may come to have that walk with him. He says, I will teach you. The Holy Spirit says in the Bible, I will teach you. You need no man to teach you any longer. Men, this is major. For he says, I will lead you into all truths. I will teach you. You need no man. For every man's a liar, only God is true. You got to go to him to make sure you got it right. You can't listen to Richard. That could be up here lying to you. Some of you wouldn't even know it. But if you go to him, he's going to say, that Richard's not talking the truth to you. Or whatever. Do you understand that? You have to go to him to get the truth. You have to learn to listen to the Bible. I know they say the Bible speaks to you. Well, the Bible doesn't really speak to you, but the words in it do. They're the words of God talking to you. Our faith is what sustains us. He says a time's coming when people, men's hearts will be failing them for what they see coming on earth. Don't we see that today? Don't we see that today? Of course we see it today. Men's hearts failing them for what they see coming on earth. And he says, when you see these things, he says, I want you to go to your brothers and sisters and I want you to lift them up and tell them it's okay. I know you're nervous. I know you're scared. But let's put our trust in God because he's coming back to get us. He's going to take us from here. He's going to set us in heaven with him to be with him forever and ever. And we'll never be away from him again. Ever. He says that day's coming and now is. That day's coming and now is. We see it. Christians see it. He says, I didn't save you for wrath. But he didn't say I didn't save you from all tribulation either. Hard times. It's okay to be a prepper. It's okay. Even the ant gathers for winter. Amen? Even the ant gathers for winter. It's okay to be a prepper. But to neglect your spiritual preppingness is far worse than leaving food off the table. You got to get to the preppiness of the Spirit. Prepare it today. Ask for the Lord to be... our brother said this in his testimony. He said, pray for wisdom. God says, if any man has a lack of wisdom, all he has to do is ask me. And I'll fill him up with it. He says, wisdom cries from the windows, cries from the street corners, and nobody pays a mind. Nobody pays any attention to it. Oh, I don't need wisdom. I'm pretty good with it. Wisdom. It's a faith increaser. It's a faith increaser. He gives us the tools. He tells us to ask for them. And so many of us don't. Including myself. I'm no different than you are. And somebody will say something and spark my spiritual thought pattern. Oh yeah, Lord. That's another promise, isn't it? Just like the promise of gaining wisdom, which gains great faith. In 2 Thessalonians, he talks about the great falling away. Do you folks know what I'm talking about? You've read it? The great falling away. The great falling away from what? Faith in God. And you see that today. The great falling away. We're there now. That day ain't coming. My day ain't coming. He says, I can give you little markers here until the day of the great falling away. And that's what we see today. The world. Our country here, America, was blessed with a revival, you could say, from the beginning. But the rest of the world, my friends, the rest of the world, there's the great falling away. And this country's there too now. It's there too now. That's why these pews aren't full. He says, in the time of the great falling away, there will be total lawlessness. Look at our lawlessness today. Great lawlessness. Look at it. Lawlessness abounds, he said, in that time. Lawlessness abounds. I've never seen anything like this. I had a president of our country, we had a president of our country say the other day, you won't see me for a while. He had to go into hiding. He comes out and does his press conferences, little short ones. But he had to go into hiding. He says, there's many people that hate me, these rich people, in all greediness. Lawlessness coupled with all greediness. And it's not just the politicians. Greediness abounds in our country. Abounds. But yet, in our church today, we don't see the greediness. We see the church being fixed. We see the Spirit of God moving. He's taking care of his church house. Now we need him to take care of us and get us going. Get us going, Lord. Stir up that fire in me. Stir up that fire in me, Lord. That Paul may have a full reward, and I also. If you're going to run, he says, run to win. And whatever you do, do with all your might. You do that, he says, and I'll make you a star. That's a promise. That's a promise. God's just full of promises, isn't he? He says in the last days, he says, the love of many will wax cold because of wickedness. And we see the wickedness today. It's not hard to see. Oh, righteous Lot sat there. He was a judge at the gate. Seen that wickedness just a pouring out of old Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, by the way, he said the day was going to be just like that. Yeah, it's going to be just like old Sodom and Gomorrah. We all know what that's about. And every day it vexed his soul. He didn't go out there and beat him over the head and say, you can't do that. God says you can't do that. He lived at peace with all men as much as lieth in him. God gave him special peace in my book. This country is a great country, was a great country. But this country's going down the tube so fast, it's a rabbit hole you can't catch up with. President Trump said, I had no idea what I was really going to go up against here. He thought he was going to come in, he's going to take shake them by their shorts, and he's going to clean the trees, and everything's going to be good. But now he realizes this is so deep. Satan has got these people in such a mess mentally. He says in the last days you won't be able to tell the sane from the insane. Huh? Listen, next time I see you, I preach to you, I'm going to be doing a whole documentary, so you're going to have to be here a little bit, on the last days, on the prophecy, especially on prophecy. Because we're living it. We are that generation. We are that generation that Jesus spoke of that will not pass away until all these things come about. We're that generation. The love of many will wax cold. Does that sound familiar to you? You see that out there? You bet. You bet. We got little girls having babies out there. Haven't got a clue what to do with that little baby. We send God. We send the Lord Jesus and God, approximately, I forget how many million souls every year by the hand of an abortionist. Every time they take that baby and they rip them out of the womb, and that's a holy womb, by the way. We're just sending God new babies. They don't realize that, but that's what's happening. They don't care. Because the love of many has waxed cold. But I see love here in this church. You know why? I see a whole new front end on this church. It's just beautiful. That didn't come from all greediness. That didn't come from lawlessness. That came from a bunch of loving, peculiar Christians. Peculiar. We're that peculiar people that just love everybody. We're that peculiar people who have faith in God. We're that peculiar people who have faith in God that He's going to get us through this. And this will pass. And we're going to be with Him forever and ever and ever. In Daniel, he says that there's going to be a time of trouble. This is just coinciding with what I just told you. A time of trouble that was never like on earth. That's what we're heading into right now. Right now. Did you hear that Israel just took possession of the Temple Mount? Amen. Did you hear that? That is prophecy. Coming true. Now that prophecy's past. Let's go on to some more. He says there's going to be a pseudo peace. Whoa, what did Trump say? I think we got peace coming over here. Watch out. It's just a false peace. He says, for they'll cry peace, peace, and what? There'll be no peace. This is a directive from God Himself. They'll cry peace, peace, and there'll be no peace. Men's hearts will be failing them for what they see coming on earth. The love of many will wax cold because of wickedness. The days will be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Are we here? Amen? Are we here? Amen. Of course we're here. Of course we're here. We see it all the time. Jesus said, or Paul said, the Holy Spirit said, for the times and the seasons, brethren, I have no need to write to you. Why? For you know yourselves the times and the seasons. You know that Jesus comes as a thief in the night. Time of trouble, Daniel says. We're there, folks. We're there. They tried to destroy our Bibles. We had a president say not long ago, oh, them peculiar Christians, when times get rough, all they want to do is cling to their guns and their Bibles. Yep. We do not live by the sword. But just like Samson, we're not afraid of it either. The jawbone of the ass. He didn't live with that in his hand. David in the slingshot. He said in the last days, he said they're going to come in and try to steal your peace. They're going to come in, but be strong. Stand up like men. Be of good courage. In Joshua, he says that four times. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Why did he tell Joshua that? He's telling us the same thing today. Because they could look across the river and they said, boy, them boys don't look friendly over there. I don't know if I want to go with you, Joshua. I can hear that murmuring going on. I'd probably been one of them. Stand up like men. Be of good courage. Man doesn't take care of his family, he's worse than an infidel, he says. Time for war. Time for killing. Time to love. Time to dance. There's a time for everything under the sun, he says. We live at peace with all, us peculiar Christians, live at peace with all men as much as lieth in us. That's just the way it is. Guy walks up to your wife. Does God expect you to stand there and let the robber beat her up? I think not. I just want you to know that God wants us to know that we're going to stand there and we're going to be still and let the Lord work. But the Lord may say to one of us, grab that jawbone of that ass. You don't know how he's going to deliver us. We don't live by the sword. Who of you would have a house and have the robbers come in and wouldn't stop them, he says. Who of you would say, nah, you can come in and steal everything I got. No, he says, no. That's the way it works. You got to stand up like men. And while you're standing there, let them know who's backing you. Let them know who's backing you. That scares them worse than anything. Look them in the eye. Tell them, you may take my life, but the one with me will take vengeance on you someday, and I'll pray for you. So many Christians, we're not exempt. We're not exempt, my friend. Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those who approach me, he says, must believe that I am. Those who approach me must believe that I am. Let me say something to you. He gives you that belief. He gives you that faith. You are found by him. You didn't find him. He found you. And we love him, he says, because he first loved us. And we are not afraid of death. He took the fear out of it. We're not afraid of death. We're not afraid of what man can do to us. We are his children. His children. God bless you all for coming today. Our faith. Look through your Bibles when you're reading your Bibles and you're reading the words of God, his own words. Always be looking for those promises and those things that build. The things that build. Boy, I can take that. I can do that. Wow. You're sure, Lord? Now, I ask you, you'll give me all the wisdom that I can swallow. that you can pack in me? You're sure, Lord? He says, go ahead, ask me. Go ahead, ask me. See if I don't do it. Amen? Amen. For we know, the world doesn't know him, but we know him because we know that he is incapable of lying. There's not even a shadow of turning in him. So we know by that fact we can take the promises and use them to bring others to Christ. Through the foolishness of preaching. Whoa, what do you say? Through the foolishness of preaching. Faith comes by hearing. So give somebody a little faith this week. Give them some faith. Faith comes by hearing. That neighbor won't get it unless you talk to him. Somebody's got to say something to him. When you feel that Lord leading you, and you will, you don't have to say anything right away. All of a sudden the Lord will say something to you. Oh, yeah. Hey. And I'll give you words that they can't gainsay against. See, some will bring you up before the tabernacles and the kings for a testimony against them. You want to hear that. Jesus said, what I hear, I say. What I see, I do. We don't want to speak too soon. We want to be slow to speak, slow to anger. But when we speak, we want to make sure we heard that to speak it. Words you can't gainsay against. They can't gainsay against. Amen? God bless you all for coming. Thank you. Thank you so much.